Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler Travis & Rosenberg. The name and shame game is spreading from alleged forced labor usage to alleged environmental degradation. Today, EarthSight, a UK-based nonprofit, released a report linking popular clothing brands to sourcing cotton that is linked to illegal deforestation in Brazil. Previously, illegal Amazon deforestation claims were synonymous with the beef and soy industry, but the group alleges the cotton industry is also guilty. The area south of the Amazon is called Cerrado, and industrial agriculture is destroying the forests and savannas. The situation in that region is reportedly growing worse, with rates of deforestation in the biome in 2023 increasing by 43% compared to the prior year, while news from the Amazon forest actually shows improvement. The report names 8 Asian clothing manufacturers importing the raw Brazilian cotton to manufacture clothing and serving as apparel supplier to 2 major brands. The brands contend they have systems in place and refer to the Better Cotton program as part of their due diligence. However, the report states that the Better Cotton program has been repeatedly accused of greenwashing and for failing to allow for full traceability of supply chains. The EU's deforestation regulation, which came into force in June 2023, demands that firms trace goods back to the land where the raw materials were produced, but it does not cover cotton or goods made with cotton. The UK has a new law, but it also focuses primarily on beef and soy. In the US, we do not have a law yet, but the Forest Act was introduced and could impact supply chain visibility requirements. So clearly, environmental issues will be the next big area in which companies must demonstrate that in every tier of their supply chain, those entities are not violating any laws. Companies that are currently undertaking significant costs and making material changes in their sourcing matrix for forced labor would be well advised to include ensuring no laws related to the environment are being violated either. Let us know if we can assist you in increasing your supply chain visibility.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.